Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport/fly healthy.
Chuck is in need of a second date update this morning. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
You went out with Giselle?
Yeah. I really thought this was a good idea, but now that I'm actually talking to you, I'm not so sure.
A little more hesitant. It becomes a little too real, isn't it, when you're actually on the phone?
Yeah. But we're doing it, so here we go.
Now, is she half as beautiful as the famous Giselle Bundchen, Tom Brady's wife?
She's very pretty.
Okay.
Loud and clear, brother.
Good answer.
That was a very safe answer.
We'll take it. Yeah. We'll take it.
Okay. So how did you meet Giselle and how'd the first date go? Walk us through it.
Okay. So we met on Match and everything was going great. And actually, we went out twice. So the first time we went out, we just went out to dinner. And then the second date was I actually went with her as her date to one of her coworkers' weddings.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
wedding date. Those are always interesting early.
Sure. Is that high pressure?
A little bit, but I mean, obviously the first date went great, right? Otherwise she wouldn't invite me to a wedding.
True.
Yeah. I mean, I think it would be higher pressure if you were in a relationship with her.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was like a big deal. Like, obviously, she likes me if she's going to like introduce me to all of her coworkers as her wedding date.
Yeah, that's true, too.
See, I feel like it's a bigger deal early on in the relationship. I think they're, you know, it's more comfortable to go to a wedding with somebody you know really well.
I mean, maybe.
And you know where you are in your relationship. And
or maybe she had her other date canceled and then she asked another friend and he canceled and then another person canceled and you were like the fourth choice.
Yeah, how do you know you're not just the guy because she needed a plus one?
Yeah.
Well, and the fact that you went is huge volumes for me. Like, I would never, I don't think, go to someone else's wedding as like a date. I mean, she had to reintroduce you to all the coworkers. You didn't know anybody else there.
Yeah, it was just, we had this, you know, great connection the first time. We like had a great time together at the wedding. Like, I really like how confident she is. She's just like somebody that comes across like she knows what she wants. And
good.
Like so many girls I met online or whatever, like answer every question with, you know, I don't know, or I've never thought about that. Or, I mean, like she had answers to everything. She's like funny and like quick-witted. It's really sarcastic. We kind of like gave each other, you know, a hard time. I don't know. I just love that. And we had like a great time at the wedding.
Nice.
That's good.
We had a good enough time that we decided to get a hotel room at the reception place.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Were you really drunk?
So, I mean, we were pretty drunk, but...
now you're talking my language.
I mean, we could have taken the cab home. We were like, let's just stay here. You know, so I got us a room.
Take advantage of that elevator rate.
That's right.
Dirty.
Fun.
But, yeah. And then, you know, the next morning... She left and she seemed happy. Like we like hugged and kissed and I started to call her and she was like, okay, sounds great. And I tried to call her and I texted her a bunch of times and she's never gotten back to me. And I really don't have any clue what I did. Everything seemed good.
Hmm. Well, you know, she got what she needed from you. She's done with you now.
Oh God. I don't know.
No. I mean, she obviously made an impact on, left an impact on you for you to want to see her again.
Yeah, for sure. I just felt like, you know, this was sort of fast tracking to be like becoming something.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was good in the hotel room.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like I said, we'd been drinking a lot, but it wasn't like it was good.
Yeah, it wasn't totally sloppy and gross.
Well, what do you ladies say about hotel sex?
It's the best.
Oh, yeah.
There's something
I like
about it.
Well, and it's also like it feels like you're a little more into experimentation.
Why? Because you don't feel comfortable doing that at home?
No, I think it's just
there's no distractions.
Yes, and there's like nobody walking in. You know, you got the door locked. You're a little more risque.
Feels it's something about it feels a little naughty.
Yeah, it takes like a lot of ambition. Like it feels like I'm very courageous and willing to go wherever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't we take a break then? We're going to call her up, see what she's got going on. We're going to find out if you were her first choice for going to the wedding. see what kind of impression you left on her and her friends. I don't know. Maybe someone got in her head. You just never know.
Nope.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You got it. Second Date Update continues next with Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Hi, it's Tim, and if you're like me, you want to savor all of the seasons. When you replace your outdated windows with new ones from Universal Windows Direct, they're going to open smoothly to enjoy those summer breezes and lock and close perfectly to keep that cold air in on a hot, humid day.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
All right, consider this sort of a third date update because Chuck went out with Giselle twice. Met her on Match. First date was dinner. Went well enough that she invited him to a wedding. Be my date at a wedding. I think that says a lot about you. I think you'd look good on my arm. I'm not afraid for my friends to meet you.
That's a big one because you don't want to take an asshole to a wedding.
Right. We were also asking ourselves, though, do you think someone canceled the last minute? And then she was like, oh, man, who do I? Chuck will do.
My cousin did that once at a wedding, and we all sat at the same table. And I was like, who's this guy you brought? And she's like, oh, my God, he's a coworker. I hate him. But, like, my date canceled and my backup canceled, and he was the only person. He's fine, but, like, oh, my God, I just wanted to leave. Oh, I'm like, well, you brought him.
That's fine.
Right, or you could have just not brought anyone. Probably had a better time.
Yeah.
But if you ever get busted, like, if you ever have to call someone as a backup and they find out they weren't your first choice, here's what you say. You may not have been my first choice, but you are the right choice.
Nice. But you're my best choice, yes.
There you go.
Good for you, Jeff.
That's smooth.
Not saying that you were second or third tier, Chuck.
Yeah, all right.
Just tossing theories around. It's part of the fun of doing Second Date Update, Chuck.
Yep.
We're going to call Giselle and see why after the wedding date. Oh, yeah, they went up to a hotel room. They got a hotel room after the wedding.
Because it seemed like the logical next step.
Yeah, and she seemed open to the idea of you two getting together again, even though you didn't make any firm plans, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I said, you know, I'll call you. And she was like, sounds great.
Sounds great.
I like kissed and hugged goodbye. It was like we were definitely going to see each other again.
Okay. Let's call her up and see what's going on with her.
Hello?
Hi, is this Giselle?
Speaking.
It's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you this morning?
I'm good. You got the DJ?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're kind of sort of DJs, I guess. We play music and stuff.
And take breaks.
We mix it up or something like that. How you doing?
I'm all right. What can I do for you guys?
We got a phone call from a friend of yours who has lost touch with you and wanted to reconnect.
Okay.
Do you remember Chuck, who you had dinner with recently? You guys went to that wedding.
Oh, did he call you for second date update?
Kind of.
Oh, God. Okay, well, I mean, I can tell you whatever you want to know. He's a very nice guy. But just not, you know, not for me.
Not for you. When did you determine that? Over dinner or at the wedding or something happened?
The wedding. Yes, it was the wedding that I took him to. Honestly, he was a total dud as a wedding date. He refused, and I mean flatly refused, to dance. It was a fantastic DJ. I mean, I know for a fact this DJ cost over $5,000. Like, he is incredible. Not just playing songs, but, like, actually mixing the songs, like a real club DJ. And it was the best music. Everybody was dancing. He would not get on the dance floor. He wouldn't leave his chair. I mean, he would go to the bar, but other than that, you know, he just didn't even get into it. And I was, even slow songs. Like, I mean, I understand if someone's like a bad dancer, you know, I mean, we are white. Like, I get it. Like, not everybody feels comfortable up there in front of everyone. But he, you know, I was like, it doesn't matter. Like, let's have fun. You know, I was the coworkers there, friends there. I was like, let's just cut loose. And I just, he didn't want to. And I felt like I was kind of stuck staying with him because he didn't really know anybody.
So you wouldn't have cared if he was a bad dancer?
No.
The point is just getting him out there.
Yeah.
Letting
the
him.
The point is like this, yeah, enthusiasm. You know, willingness to just like try
to cut right. loose and have a good time.
Yeah. It's like, you know, nobody's winning any competitions or anything. It's not about that. But
I mean, he wouldn't even come out for like the chicken dance.
Oh, that's nothing. The worst one, Jen. How dare you?
That's the best one for a non-dancer because it tells you what to do and everyone looks like an ass.
That's the worst. I like,
there was no chicken dance, but there was Macarena, which could not be easier. And everybody's like, who cares? You know, like it was kind of just a jokey thing. Like everyone kind of groans, but also like, everyone's like, that's Macarena. No.
Oh, man.
No Macarena.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, I'm not a good dancer. And in most cases, it's really hard to get me on the dance floor. Emma's wedding was an exception because it was all the people that I love were there, so I didn't care. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be different if I was at a wedding with a bunch of people that I didn't know. But then again, if you don't know them, why would you be?
Yeah,
so I don't know.
You dance like nobody's watching, Jeff.
That's right. May you.
Well, Chuck, what's the story here? Are you just self-conscious, or you don't think you have any rhythm, or what?
I don't know. It's just like maybe I'll dance at my own wedding a little bit, but like dancing is definitely just not my thing.
Let me ask you this, because I'm a non-dancer and nothing pisses me off more than when someone says, why don't you come dance? And I say, no, I'm okay, thanks.
Come on.
And then they start the pulling and the, why do you think Tim out there? And then I'm just pure get me the F out of this place. And then it just turns into the worst night ever. If you knew you were not going to dance at this wedding, is there a reason you didn't just say, hey, I can't make it, but I would love to go on another date with you. We can do something else.
I didn't even think about it, to be honest. Like, I wasn't even like, oh, I'm going to have to dance. I figured, you know, I can if I want to, and I just don't want to. I thought we can, like, talk and eat and drink. It would be, like, a good chance for me to, like, meet some people and get to know her. I don't know. I don't dance. It's not the, I just don't do it. I don't do it at any wedding. I didn't do it at my sister's wedding. Like, I don't,
it's not your thing.
I don't know. I don't think that's a good enough reason not to date somebody because they don't like to dance, but you know, whatever.
Is it a matter of you feeling like you don't have rhythm and you fear you might look ridiculous or you just don't enjoy it or
all
are you
things.
So good that you don't want to make everybody else look bad?
It's not that one, but everything else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Giselle, I'm curious. I got to ask. If you were like so disappointed that I didn't dance, like why did you still have sex with me?
Good question.
Well, it was a wedding, and I mean that's kind of what you do. And I also had a great deal of alcohol while I was like babysitting you at the table, so I figured, you know, I give you a chance to show off some different moves.
Was he a good dancer in the sheets?
It was for a first time, it was perfectly acceptable. Very nice.
Jeez.
You know,
this poor guy.
Nothing was melting, you know, or anything like that, but it was fine.
He'll pass.
He made a good showing. Good showing.
Yeah, no match here.
All right.
Hey, you kind of sound like a dude.
It's a wedding. It's what you do.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah, you feel so used now, Chuck.
You should, yeah.
Well, what do you want to do here, guys? No chance of a second date, Giselle? If don't force it. I mean, you did say from the outset that you didn't think he was right for you. You don't think it's any fun.
No, I don't think it's a match, but it was rude of me not to, like, just sort of come out with it and let him know. So that's on me. I apologize.
Yeah.
Even if you just stand on the dance floor, just kind of bob.
Nod
your
head a little bit. Yeah. Step together.
Uh-huh.
Step.
All right. Well, thank you both for coming on Second Date Update. Chuck, I'm sorry it didn't work out, but Giselle, we do appreciate you taking the call and talking to us.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad that I could help you out with your entertainment.
We appreciate that more than you know. You're a good sport, Chuck. Hang in there, man.
All right. Thanks for trying, guys. Thanks.
Take care, you guys.
I'll see you at the bar.
Bye.
All right, I'm excited to see Tim dance at his wedding this weekend.
Let me just say, let me get out there on my own. Don't pull and tug.
Don't push.
That's
don't
where I get me. Pissed.
Don't pressure me.
I hate the chicken dance, but if that's going to get you on the dance floor,
whatever
I might
it takes.
Request a song.
Whatever it takes. Okay. Is there going to be lots of yacht rock?
There'll be a live band.
Yes.
And then after, there'll be a DJ.
Nice.
So we'll have a little bit of both.
When does the band, like 6 to 8, and then the DJ is 8 to 10?
Something like that.
Okay.
A little bit later. I think the band's going to play till 9-ish.
Oh, great.
I don't think Tim knows. We keep asking him questions, I don't think.
Will there be a slow dance to Sailing by Christopher Cross?
If you would like, sure.
Will there be a first dance?
No.
What? I'm going to call Chris and get him on the phone.
Here's what I can tell you. The only thing that is happening, like what you would think of as a traditional wedding thing, is there'll be some speeches.
Okay.
Other than that, cutting the cake, first dance, mother, son, all of that is not happening.
None of that is happening?
No.
Like 4 score and 7 years ago speeches?
Correct. Some toast. A couple toasts.
Will the speeches be happening early before people are sloshed, or are you trying to
maybe like a third of the way through.
A third of the way. And how many speeches?
Yeah, who's doing the speeches?
I believe there'll be 3.
All right.
Who are they?
My brother, Chris's brother, and a toast, which it's still in motion.
The toast is in motion?
Yeah.
Are you going to say anything?
I might say, thanks for coming out.
Okay.
Will there be bagpipes?
My piper will not be there.
No.
Hey-o. The Tim's piper.
Well, this is exciting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
It's
going to
be great. Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
It's not very often that we get to party together, you know? Like at a non-station event. Like usually when we're together, it's a station event. But this will just be really fun socializing for us, you know? Without work.
And lots of fun people watching.
I will be taking some candid photos.
Yeah.
That's fine. Take some candid.
Some candid.
For the calendar.
That's so funny.
You can play a game. Which is Tim's family or Chris's family?
Oh, I already know. Because I went to your birthday party, so I'm in. I'm in the know on that.
You'll be able to remember. You're good at that.
I'll try.
I know it. In the meantime, with Second Date Update, if you need a little help, just send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
Yeah, and coming up, your shot at $1,000. We're going to play the 1K letter of the day. Next.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.